yeah, these are joint ventures, right?
Right.
I like this joint venture.
Right.
Between Palladium and BVS Films. And everything that we've done together, Dan, I think has been spot on, high class,
yep.
and efficient.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know if communication is like that today.
No, it's true. You know, I mean, we're in this studio here. We're banging out a bunch of these. We're
right,
going to do a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we look at that way with our customers, too. You know, when you come in, we want to be efficient with them. You
sure.
want to be efficient. We all want to be efficient. So we'll do multiple things and, you know, get a lot of information out for people.
Yeah. And also, too, no surprises, right?
Right. Right.
So clear, concise, consistent messaging, communication is important so that, and you know, the nomenclature today is interesting and also references are interesting.
Yes.
So I've noticed that I can't reference things, okay, mm-hmm. or bring things up that were so ingrained in the way I was raised or the people that I was raised with because it's an older reference
yes.
lost on a younger audience.
Yeah.
Not only is it that, but also the way we say things today are lost on the younger audience
yeah.
because they're interesting way of communicating mm-hmm. and they're actually offended by eye contact.
Is it really? Is that you've seen that?
It's interesting. It's interesting.
I've known people like that and you know, it's weird how that happens. And most of my conversations are via emails anymore, so I really don't do a lot
right.
of the eye contact.
Right, right.
But you're right, you know, and it's funny because if you go back 70 years,
yeah.
our parents probably thought the same thing about, or our business people that era probably thought the same thing about us, you know?
Oh, for sure.
You know, what are those kids, you know, driving, yeah. whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my dad could not stand the clothes I wore.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, he came from the gray flannel suit era.
Oh, right.
You know, yeah. button down, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. with I mean, if it was crazy for him if he had a light blue suit on.
Yeah, right, right.
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
was blue or gray or black, and that was yeah. it, you know?
And that's industries too, you know.
Well, he sold mainframe computers.
Okay.
You know, yeah. IBM.
Okay.
He was the IBM guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He actually sold against IBM. He was with Honeywell and UNIVAC and Amdahl.
Cool.
So I was raised, you know, but I was in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I wore was like, what are you doing?
yeah, you can get away with anything.
You
can get,
you know,
right.
and anything. And then I remember in the turn of the century, 2001, 2003, mm-hmm. my agency was going crazy. We had a lot of stuff out in LA, you know.
Yeah.
And I grew my hair real long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I had a ponytail.
I got to see a picture of that.
Oh, dude, it was, I'll show it to you. I had a ponytail. And I was dressing, you know, like a rock star, dude. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And my dad was just like, how are you making money?
yeah, right, right.
and we're seeing that today, right?
Yes, yes.
With AI, with the ability of the youth
mm-hmm.
to be able to do an Instagram post and make whatever, or do an or a TikTok video and make whatever, and have to really have absolutely no people skills whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, I look at the Jake Pauls of the world,
right.
and he actually grew up the next city over.
Well, Dominic Abinader wrestled his brother Logan.
Oh, okay, Logan.
You know, Abinader's a good.
Yeah,
you know,
so local guy.
I interviewed Dominic, and we talked about it.
Yeah, local guy. You know, and they just were kind of personable on the. You know, and next thing you know, he's ruling the boxing world now. You know,
right.
with what he's doing.
Right.
But you know, and I guess it's a two double edged sword with that, because there are a lot of kids that think, oh, I can just go do it.
Sure.
And they put all their resources into that, and then when they fail
mm-hmm.
at it, they don't look at it as an opportunity to grow. They look at it as like, oh, I failed.
Yeah,
I can't do anymore.
Can't do anything.
You know.
Yep.
But he's so lucky for doing that. I see that a lot with the younger
victim
kids.
Mentality.
Yes.
Yeah.
The victim
dreamer
mentality.
Victim. You have this dreamer, and then you can't do it because you have no persistence. You have no.
Yeah.
You know, like we were saying, no steel anymore.
Yeah.
Go
or role models that are. You
right.
know,
go. I mean, back in the day, right? Everybody had a job in the factory.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, those are tough jobs.
Yeah.
You had to bust ass.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, today, who works in a factory? Nobody.
No.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So there's no tough jobs out there to have. You know, and life experiences to have that. So your
yeah.
communication, and then you're able to communicate through text and through email and through, and not have any
impersonal.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Very
you know,
impersonal
interaction, so that you have that human connection, both good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
And so you miss all those opportunities to grow.
Right.
Right. right. And then the other thing too is that what you were saying about that is that the inability to really see reality. And I talk about that in my wrestling room. Now, I'm retired, okay, mm-hmm. but for 45 years, I used to say the very first practice, 99% of you will never wrestle again after you graduate high school in anything, let alone at college or to make a nickel.
Yeah.
So enjoy this now. And that's the same thing in any athletics.
Yeah.
So when you look at college Division I athletes, 99% of them make no money in their sport ever. Yep. They go into something else. So you got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And there are advantages to the being in this. I truly agree, you know, from a standpoint, you get a lot out of sports.
Yeah.
You know, discipline. Yeah. I mean, you know, I played football all the years growing up.
You know.
And, yeah. You know, that's discipline, you know, and a lot of the kids, if they don't play sports, sometimes they get into the wrong environment and it follows through with them through their lives.
Well, the wrestling community created a thing called Beat the Streets.
Oh, yeah.
Goes into the inner city
mm-hmm.
and gets these kids to wrestle.
Oh, okay.
And the deleterious effect is counterintuitive.
Mm.
So what happens is there's no negative effect.
Yeah.
So it gets neutral and then the positive starts.
Yeah.
The positive starts, keeps them out of trouble, keeps them from getting pregnant, keeps them from impregnating somebody, keeps them into school to graduate school because they have the discipline. And these kids, Dan, are crying and desperately seeking some form of discipline, some form of boundaries.
Yeah.
The human nature needs that.
Yeah.
And they're craving it.
Yeah. I see that more and more.
So what you're saying is completely, and also too, it teaches you communication skills.
Right. Right.
Okay. It teaches you how to communicate with your teammates.
Yes.
With authority figures,
mm-hmm.
which is a coach, good coach. Good coaches are great, right? They could be great communicators too. They understood that.
Yeah. You know? I've seen bad ones too. Some bad ones.
Horrible.
Horrible coaches.
Horrible coaches. Yeah. Well, back in the day, you know, I remember, you know, I remember one guy, we went in from a halftime. I played football too, if you can believe it. I was a center on the football team back in the Stone Age. But the guy missed a tackle. Our coach took a clipboard and hit him. Now, he had his helmet on, hit him on the top of the head.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, you know, it was a Stone Age, right?
Yeah.
You can get away with that, right? So I was raised with great coaches. Yeah. My wrestling coach was fantastic, Hall of Famer, terrific. You're like a second father.
Nice.
My football coach, a Neanderthal.
And look where it took you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, by having a good coach in wrestling, you became a wrestling coach and, you know, excelled tremendously in
and
that.
So many times I would call him up.
Yeah.
Tell me how to communicate better. And one of the biggest things that I learned was when from an advocate of, you know, a student of his, was how to coach through the pandemic. And he said to me, he didn't tell me how to do it. He says, look to be evolved more than ever during this time.
Interesting.
And I completely changed the way I coached during that time.
Really?
Yeah. All I did was teach them to wrestle their match. Have a blast. I didn't teach hardly anything because there was just precious time. If we had an hour and a half, we didn't know if we were going to have an hour and a half the next day.
Yeah.
And they got good quick.
Oh,
and they enjoyed the sport. And we grew that program to 30 kids in high school.
Wow.
And Dan, there hadn't been 30 kids on that high school in Twin Falls since the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they enjoyed it. So it was communication, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway on this? What would you say a good takeaway would be?
I think do unto others as they wish to be done unto.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Listen, okay, and see how they want to be communicated with.
Not the way you want to communicate, exactly. But the way they want to be communicated with.
But then teach them how to communicate with you.
Right. Right.
So listen how
the
they want
to. The most efficient way.
Exactly. Right. Most efficient way, but also to. It's a teachable moment.
Yes,
that there is other ways to communicate, but the way you want to be communicated. So, but first and foremost, communicate to them the way they wish to be communicated to, and then teach them how to communicate back to you the way you want to be communicated.
Right. Right.
So there's the symbiosis there.
Right. Very good. Very good. Well, great. That was great lesson to learn this time, and we look forward to the next episode of our little. Soiree that we're dealing with.
Joint venture.
Joint venture.
All right. I love it.
Great. Great.
Looking to take your podcast to the next level with video? Are you looking to develop a podcast but don't know where to start? From recording and editing to final distribution and marketing, we can help every step of the way to make your podcast stand out and get the results it deserves. Contact us today at premierpodcastpros.com to take your podcast to the next level.